Welcome to Making Waves.
Welcome to Making Waves.
Fresh ideas and freshwater science.
Fresh ideas and freshwater science and why they matter to you.
Making Waves.
Making Waves is brought to you.
Making Waves is brought to you with support from the Society for freshwater science.
I'm your podcast host, Erin Larson, and today I'm here with Dr. Ariel Shogren, who's a postdoc at Michigan State University, and Dr. Jake Zwart, who's an NSF postdoc hosted by the U.S. Geological Survey. And they're going to be talking to us about the Limnology and Oceanography Wiki project for a little bit. So welcome to the podcast, both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. I was wondering if you could start out by maybe giving us a little bit of background on the Limnology and Oceanography Wiki project and how it came about.
Yeah, sure. So the Wiki project, Limnology and Oceanography, is a group of Wikipedia editors whose goal is to improve the quality and quantity of aquatic information on Wikipedia. It was established in October 2018 at the most recent Eco Days Symposium, which is in Hawaii. Eco Days is ecological dissertations in aquatic sciences, NSF-funded project through ASLO. And that's where about 40 early career scientists go and pitch ideas and projects and papers to work on collaboratively. This was one of the projects that got some traction, and we've been working on it ever since. So far, we've hosted a couple of editathons and then some editing in between. An editathon is just a concentrated effort of editing Wikipedia pages. We've had about 30 people contribute to aquatic Wikipedia pages, and a vast majority of our editors have never edited Wikipedia before. Again, we're mostly young aquatic scientists, but we're trying to recruit some more senior aquatic scientists. They have a lot of knowledge that we can tap into. And so far, we've added about 40,000 words to aquatic-related Wikipedia pages. And the readership of the project is very large, of almost 100,000 views every day. Yeah, so that's kind of the background of it.
I was wondering if you could maybe tell us just a little bit about what, I know you were sort of the one who originally brought that idea to Eco Days about doing the Wiki project, and did you notice that there was maybe not that many great resources in the freshwater sciences and limnology and oceanography on Wikipedia? Is that sort of part of the impetus?
Yeah, yep, that's part of it. I remember looking at the limnology Wikipedia page, it must have been in 2016 and 2017, and noticing it was about 400 words long and just being kind of embarrassed by it. And then also wanting to have a central location where, like, a bunch of information on aquatic sciences could be that's open and free for everybody. And Wikipedia is great for that because it's largest open access project in the world with over 300 languages and millions of pages, and it's the fifth most visited website globally. Kind of the lack of information of aquatic information, and also having like the central repository was kind of some of the inspiration got from it.
And so for folks who might not have already been involved in editing Wikipedia or might be intimidated by it, I know I certainly was when I first started. Could you both tell us a little bit about sort of what editing actually entails, how you go about editing a Wikipedia page, and what a wiki project actually is?
Yeah, sure. So I think editing Wikipedia is easier than editing a Word document now, and Wikipedia has like spent a lot of effort trying to lower the barrier for new editors, and I think with great success, and they have a lot of tools to help you find citations and images and all this other stuff for whatever topic that you're writing about. You can get more complex, obviously, like if you've been editing for a long time and want to do some more code-based editing, then that's also available, but I think it's really easy to get started for editing if you're new to Wikipedia editing.
There's a lot of point and shoot, point and click interaction with the Wikipedia editing page. So they make it very easy to add citations, to add sections. I think that was something that was surprising for me. I thought it would be more code-based, like Jake was saying, but when you actually go into one of the views for editing, it's very, very like point and click. Yeah, really easy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I agree. I feel like it's a lot easier than I initially thought when I first started doing it. And do you feel like, I know that sometimes on Wikipedia, people might get worried about like the fact that anyone can edit it. How does Wikipedia kind of make sure that the information that's on there is accurate?
There's a lot of algorithms that look for vandalism. I think it used to be a big problem when Wikipedia was in its early days, but now there's stuff that gets flagged, stuff that gets automatically deleted if it's like really obvious. Then there's also a lot of dedicated Wikipedians that volunteer their time that just monitor a lot of the pages. And so most of the time, if I'm watching a page, I'll get a notification if something has changed. I go to that page, and most of the time when there has been vandalism, it's already been removed, and it's within minutes of that. And so it's, I don't see it as a big problem anymore. And obviously there are some pages that are more contentious than others, like climate change, for example. But I would say the most of the pages are, you don't have to deal with that or worry about that very much.
So I was curious, so I know it's obviously the Limnology and Oceanography Wiki project, but for our audience, which is mostly folks involved with the Society for Freshwater Science, I was wondering if you could talk specifically about why freshwater scientists in particular might be interested in becoming part of this Wiki project.
I think a big part of it was when Jake brought this to Eco Days, just simply Googling something that I work on. Like if you could Google hyporheic zones, the page was probably one paragraph long. And hyporheic zones are people's entire dissertation. You know, there's a lot of information that we know as experts that we could translate then to someone who might be, you know, trying to figure out what a hyporheic zone is, either a high schooler or someone who's trying to manage these systems. And ultimately, Wikipedia pages are one of the first things that pop in when you Google it. So I think from that perspective, it's really important to provide very complete, readable information on these sorts of platforms because it is one of the first accessed websites. And if you Google something that you do, why not, you know, add to that knowledge? Because you have it in your brain. You might as well just type it out.
Yeah, just to add to that, I think as scientists, we're kind of in a position of privilege, too, of having all this knowledge. And there's a lot of people that don't have a knowledge or access or journal subscriptions or access to through institutions and stuff. And so I think it's kind of a little bit of a moral obligation to share this information with people that don't have access to it. Adding on to Ariel's comments too, I think there's also selfish reasons for editing Wikipedia, you know, either practicing like communication skills or just expanding your knowledge base of aquatic information. Like I know I've learned a lot of editing Wikipedia or just reading Wikipedia. And so I think those are some other benefits that you can get out of editing.
Yeah, that's awesome. I read an article recently about using Wikipedia in the classroom too as a teaching tool, like using editing it as a way for instructors to help their students learn about a particular topic.
Another inspiration for that was actually Dr. Rebecca Barnes at Colorado College. She does exactly that, where she has students add pages, I think specifically for women in STEM. Mm-hmm. So many aquatic women in STEM pages have been edited by your students. And it's a really very cool initiative there.
And hopefully maybe some of our listeners now have their interest piqued in learning more about editing. So I was wondering, I know there's a workshop that is going to be at the SFS annual meeting this year in Salt Lake. And I was wondering if you could give us some details about that.
But basically there's a workshop at SFS that will be on Sunday from 2 to 4, I believe. So bring your computers, but it's just going to be a really informal workshop to go through how you set up an account to edit Wikipedia in relation to the Wiki Project LNO, and then how you actually go in and edit each page, and then also going into some of the metrics of looking at page views and page improvement. And this is all kind of in preparation for an edit-a-thon that we will be hosting at some point in June, which basically we're calling for people who want to edit Wikipedia for a couple of minutes to a couple of hours to contribute to this kind of group virtual effort towards improving freshwater pages.
And the workshop is free, correct?
Yep, it's totally free, and we don't have any cap on participants. So if you're willing to come sit for a little while and learn, we're more than happy to have you. Or just find one of the LNO or Wiki Project LNO people who have been tweeting about it. A couple of us will be at SFS. So if you're interested in learning more and don't want or can't come to the workshop on Sunday, I'm more than happy to talk to you about it and walk you through it, because it would take probably 5 minutes.
Awesome. That's awesome. Great. Thanks, Ariel. And so to sort of wrap up, I was wondering if you guys could talk briefly about sort of the future goals and vision for the LNO, the Limnology and Oceanography Wiki project?
Yeah, I think there's a few goals and visions that we have in mind. Some of them are short-term, some are long-term. I think short-term, we were just kind of focused on recruiting more editors, either through the workshop, like Ariel said, or editathons. We had also talked about some video tutorials that, you know, if you can't make it to a workshop or for whatever reason can't do it at that time, you can look to this video tutorial for help. I think I mentioned earlier that a lot of our editors are young. We would like to get some more senior researchers because they have a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience that they can add to some of these Wikipedia pages. Continuing editathons and workshops is also going to be a short-term priority, I think. And then also, like, I think some longer-term goals is, like, we're focused on, like, the English Wikipedia right now, but there's 300 other Wikipedias, all these 300 languages, connecting to those other either wiki projects or pages and translating some of these pages is a longer term and very lofty goal, but a lot of work that can be done there.
I think another aspect of this is we would love for other people to take this on and be part of the project. Like if other people want to host workshops or do training exercises or just contribute on your own, we are more than happy to have you. So feel free to come join the Wiki project.
Thank you both. And I will be sure to link to the Wiki project and contact info for both of you in the show notes for the episode as well, so people can get in touch if they have questions and look through the Wiki project page to get a better sense of what it all entails. Thank you to both of you for joining us today on the podcast. It's been a pleasure talking to you about the Wiki project.
Thank you, Aaron. That's great.
You've been listening to the Making Waves podcast.
For more info,
please visit us online
at the Society for Freshwater Science webpage.
Tune in next time for another fresh idea in freshwater science.